ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 9 The Supreme Character of Jadabharat Part 2 Goddess Kali Protects Jadabharata Then Shukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, Degraded men are actually no better than animals. The only difference is that animals have four legs and such men have only two. These two-legged animalistic men used to call Jadabharat mad, dull, deaf, and dumb. They mistreated him. And Jadabharat behaved for them like a madman who was deaf, blind, or dull. Jadabharat did not protest or try to convince them that he was not so. If others wanted him to do something, Jadabharat acted according to their desires. Whatever food Jadabharat could acquire by begging or by wages, and whatever came of its own accord, be it a small quantity, palatable, stale, or tasteless, Jadabharat would accept and eat. Jadabharat never ate anything for sense gratification because Jadabharat was already liberated from the bodily conception, which induces one to accept palatable or unpalatable food. Jadabharat was full in the transcendental consciousness of devotional service, and therefore he was unaffected by the dualities arising from the bodily conception. Actually, Jadabharat's body was as strong as a bull, and his limbs were very muscular. Jadabharat did not care for winter or summer, wind or rain, and Jadabharat never covered his body at any time. Jadabharat lay on the ground and never smeared oil upon his body or even took a bath. Because his body was dirty, Jadabharata's spiritual effulgence and knowledge were covered, just as the splendor of a valuable gem is covered by dirt. Jadabharata only wore a dirty loincloth and his sacred thread, which was blackish. Understanding that Jadabharat was born in a Brahmana family, people would call him a Brahma Bandhu and other names. Being thus insulted and neglected by materialistic people, Jadabharat wandered here and there. Jadabharat used to work only for food. His stepbrothers took advantage of this and engaged Jadabharat in agricultural field work in exchange for some food. But actually, Jadabharat did not know how to work very well in the field. Jadabharat did not know where to spread dirt or where to make the ground level or uneven. Jadabharata's brothers used to give him broken rice, oil cakes, the chaff of rice, worm-eaten grains, and burned grains that had stuck to the pot. But Jadabharat gladly accepted all of this as if it were nectar. Jadabharat did not hold any grudges and ate all of this very gladly.
At this time, being desirous of obtaining a son, a leader of dacoits who came from a Shudra family wanted to worship goddess Bhadrakali by offering her in sacrifice a dull man who is considered no better than an animal. The leader of the dacoits captured a man animal for sacrifice, but he escaped and the leader ordered his followers to find him. They ran in different directions, but could not find him. Wandering here and there in the middle of the night, covered by dense darkness, they came to a paddy field, where they saw the exalted son of the Angira family, Jadabharat. He was sitting in an elevated place, guarding the field against the attacks of deer and wild pigs. The followers and servants of the Dacoit chief considered Jadabharat to possess qualities quite suitable for a man-animal, and so they decided that he was a perfect choice for their sacrifice. Their faces bright with happiness, they bound Jadabharat with ropes and brought him to the temple of Goddess Kali. All the thieves, according to their imaginative ritual for killing animalistic men, bathed Jadabharat, dressed him in new clothes, decorated him with ornaments befitting an animal, smeared his body with scented oils, and decorated Jadabharat with tilak, sandalwood pulp, and garlands. They fed Jadabharat sumptuously, and then brought him before the deity of Goddess Kali, offering her incense, lamps, garlands, parched grain, newly grown twigs, sprouts, fruits, and flowers. And in this way, they worshiped the deity before killing the man-animal. And they vibrated songs and prayers. They played drums and bugles. Jadabharat was then made to sit down before the deity Bhadra Kali. At this time, one of the thieves, acting as the chief priest, was ready to offer the blood of Jadabharat, whom they imagined to be an animal man, to the goddess Kali, to drink as a liquor. He therefore took up a very fearsome sword, which was very sharp, and consecrating it by the mantra of Bhadra Kali, raised it to kill Jadabharat. All the rogues and thieves who had made arrangements for the worship of Goddess Kali were low-minded and bound to the modes of passion and ignorance. They were overpowered by the desire to become very rich. They therefore had the audacity to disobey the injunctions of the Vedas, so much so that they were prepared to kill Jadabharat, a self-realized soul born in a Brahmana family. Due to their envy, these dacoits brought Jadabharat before the goddess Kali for sacrifice. Such people are always addicted to envious activities. Therefore, they dared to try killing Jadabharat. Jadabharat was the best friend of all living entities. He was no one's enemy, and Jadabharat was always absorbed in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jadabharat was born of a good Brahmana father, and so killing him was forbidden, even though Jadabharat might have been an enemy or an aggressive person. In any case, there was no reason to kill Jadabharat, and the goddess Kali could not bear this. Bhadra Kali could immediately understand that these sinful dacoits were about to kill a great devotee of the Lord. Suddenly the deity of Bhadra Kali burst asunder, and goddess Kali personally emerged from it in a body burning with an intense and intolerable effulgence. Intolerant of the offenses committed, the infuriated goddess Kali flashed her eyes and displayed her fierce curved teeth. Her reddish eyes glowed,
and she displayed her fearsome features. Goddess Kali assumed a frightening body, as if she were prepared to destroy the entire creation. Then, leaping violently from the altar, Goddess Kali immediately decapitated all the rogues and thieves with the very sword with which they had intended to kill Jadabharat. Goddess Kali then began drinking the hot blood which flowed from the necks of the beheaded rogues and thieves as if this blood were liquor. Indeed, Goddess Kali drank this intoxicant along with her associates, who were witches and female demons. Becoming intoxicated with this blood, they all began to sing very loudly and dance as though prepared to annihilate the entire universe. And at the same time, they began playing with the heads of the rogues and thieves, tossing them about as if they were balls. When an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, one is always punished in the way mentioned above. Shukadeva Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, O Vishnu Datta, those who already know that the soul is separate from the body, who are liberated from the invincible knot within the heart, who are always engaged in welfare activities for all living entities, and who never contemplate harming anyone, are always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries his Sudarshana Chakra disc, and who acts as supreme time in order to kill the demons and protect the devotees. Devotees always take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, at all times, even if threatened with decapitation, devotees remain unagitated. And so for devotees, well, this is not at all wonderful. Recorded April 1, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Narasimhaya, Praklad Aklad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha, Shilatanka Nakalaye, Ito Nrsinga Parato Nrsingho, Yato Yato Yami Tato Nrsingha, Bahir Nrsingho Pridaye Nrsingho, Nrsingham Adin Sharanam Rapadye. Namaste Narasimhaya, Namaste Narasimhaya, Nrsimhamadin Sharanam Prapadye, Nrsimhamadin Sharanam Prapadye. Vakara Kamala Kaveri Nakam
Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubrindam Keshavadvita Nagahari Rupa Jat Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadita Nrsingha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Nrsimhaya Om Namo Bhagavate Nrsimhaya Om Namo Bhagavate Nrsimhaya Kling Nrsimhaya Namaha Kling Nrsimhaya Namaha Kling Nrsimhaya Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Nanda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Vagishayasya vadane Lakshmiryasya chavakshasi Yasyaste hridaye sangvit Tang nrsinghang ahang bhaje Shri nrsingha jaya nrsingha Jaya jaya nrsingha Prakladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Praklada Hridayadadam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sarad Indu Ruching Vande Parindra Vadanam Harin Om Nama Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namaste jaste jase avir avir bhava vadra nakha vadra dangstra karmashayan randhaya randhaya tamo grasa grasa om swaha abayam abayam atmani bhuyishtha om shraum ugropi anugra evayam Svabhaktanangri Keshari Keshar Iva Svapotanam Anyeshang Ugra Vikramaha Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jvalantam Sarvato Mukam Nrsingam Vishanam Vadram
Mrityur Mrityum Namami Aham.